This is a segment we call Let's Get to Know. We're here with Emma Eakoff, the ace pitcher and one of the top hitters for the Pella softball team. Emma, are you ready for a little bit of a different interview today?
I am ready. We'll see how my answers go.
We'll see how they all go. But let's start with getting to know Emma a little bit better. What activities have you participated in your time at both high schools here in town?
Going back, I've done softball. This is my fifth year. I did volleyball for three, two at Pellegrin and one here. I did track my freshman year, and I think that's probably it that I can think of right now.
If there is a sport that you did not get to play in, either a boys or girls sport that you did not get to play in that you would want to have played in high school, which would it be and why?
I would have loved to swim. I grew up swimming, and I think that would have been so fun. It's just it falls during volleyball season for a girl, so couldn't do that, but I would have loved to join swim team.
And you had a brother who was a state qualifier a few years back, right?
Yep. Yeah. Swimming's like the first sport I ever did since I was like 5 years old. I just love it, and that's the sport that I miss the most, for sure.
So maybe for like an extra innings contest, if we're like nearby a lake or a river or something, we'll have a swim off and you win.
Oh, yeah. I would definitely. Like anytime I'm in a pool with my friends, I always try to race them, and I still make myself feel pretty good when I win, so.
All right. Let's drop into some of the rapid fire here. What is your go-to pregame ritual?
Pre-game, Lucy and I have a pretty set, like, pitching, catching routine, and then we, like, do some stretches together, and then, like, we do our little, like, powwow together, which is fun, but otherwise it's pretty basic, like, nothing too weird, I don't think. I always drink a liquid IV before, but that's about it.
It can get pretty warm out here. Mm-hmm. And pitcher, catcher, is there any kind of synergy with the warm-up music then? Like, if you guys are getting dressed, getting ready for a game, is there you guys on the same page music-wise, or are you kind of your own spirit there?
Last year it was really just whatever Ava played, so I guess we'll have to find her playlist from last year to kind of get us hyped up. But it's a lot different from volleyball. We don't like do our like dance circle powwow thing. We just kind of go with the flow. It's a lot more chill, which I like. But yeah.
Well, and Coach Curry will be here, but she loses all her music rights, right?
She sure does, which is unfortunate. But I mean, I'll probably steal her playlist from her and get some going on my phone.
So you mentioned an IV before the game. Is there a post-game meal or restaurant that's your favorite, especially after a big win?
I love going to Bee's with the team, going to Applebee's, or going to Jersey Freeze. We did a couple times last year. I'm a big ice cream person, so I love getting ice cream after a game. Or when the tropical snow was here, I loved getting that. Otherwise, we just eat popsicles like all the time.
Okay, summer again, summer sport. That's a definite must. Favorite class at your time here at Pella High?
Either anatomy, taught by Mrs. Lyons, or I've loved pre-calc and stats, taught by Mr. Cutler.
Well, and you're not just sucking up to the color commentator, right? Mrs. Lyons apparently is a pretty good teacher.
Yes, I love Miss Lyons. She told me to give her a shout out today, so I just love her. And I hang out in her room in my off periods, which I know can annoy her sometimes, but Katie and I love to hang out in there, and she puts up with us, so.
It's pretty rich that Susan gets annoyed by anything because she's a big personality. I love Susan too, but that's all good. What would you say is your go-to movie? If you have a movie night or something, what would be your number one movie?
I love anything Disney or Marvel or anything. I'm a big like Avengers fan. That was our big like family movie, whatever. Yeah. Or like any Disney princess movie. Like really anything. I'm pretty open book when it comes to movies.
Okay, favorite Avenger then?
Oh my gosh. Probably Captain America. Okay. I'm a pretty classic with that. Yeah,
that's a good one. We're here with Emma Eakoff. This is a segment we call Let's Get to Know. A question I ask everybody on this segment, Hawkeyes or Cyclones?
Hawks, yeah.
A lot of those this year with this class of 25. What, anything in particular for the Hawkeyes?
Not really. I just kind of grew up with that. Even though my dad's an Iowa State grad, like we've just grown up in a Hawkeye family.
Do you have a favorite Hawkeye memory watching, going to an event, anything like that?
Not really. I mean, recently, like obviously watching Caitlin Clark has been awesome, but that's probably about it.
All right. So, speaking of athletes and all the above, is there a favorite athlete that you have, a role model that you've really enjoyed, or a couple that you would love to spend a day with? And if so, who is that person and how would you spend that day with them?
Some like from my beginning days at Pellegrin that I miss a lot are like Bailey Rosa and Natalie Harrell. They were great to play with, and Alexa Dunsbergen. And now, like, Ava Curry is still my best friend, and I will spend any day with her, and we just get along so well, and we can hang out and do nothing, or hang out and watch softball is one of our favorite things. Like, we can just be with each other, and it's just fun and chill.
We'll shift gears here a little bit. Many people, we had an interview a little bit ago earlier this spring about you heading to Florida to go play mm-hmm. softball and going out of state. So in terms of traveling, is there a place that you have not gone to yet that you want to go to sometime in the next 5 years, whether it's through softball or whatever?
I have been to a lot of places, and I really would love to go to Paris or to Italy again. I just loved, we went over to Europe a couple of years ago, and it was so much fun, and seeing all the different culture was so amazing. And yeah, those are probably the places I'd love to go.
Awesome. We're here with Emma Eekhoff as we are getting to know her a little bit better. We get a little bit off the wall here now. We'll shift gears again. If you came back in your next life as an animal, what animal would you be and why?
I would be a sea turtle, probably. A sea turtle or a dolphin. I love the ocean. I'm a big marine gal. I just would love to swim around all day and lay out in the sun. That sounds like a perfect life to me.
Hey, yeah, and you know, no worries about speed if you're the sea turtle, right?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They deceptively fast is what yeah. we'll say on the radio
yes.
for you here.
Yes.
If you could time travel, would you be a past or a future person?
I would definitely be a past person, but it would probably be past in my lifetime because there's so many like moments that I feel like I just took for granted, like being in the moment, and I just would love to go back and relive some of those moments.
Gives you more appreciation for what you have now, especially this last year, that's for sure. Let's see. Oh, there's always some fun ones here. Which famous person in history would you want to spend a day with? It could be dead or alive, and what would you do?
Probably Jesus. I'd love to sit down and talk to Jesus for just like a couple hours. Just, I think that would be so cool and so fun, and yeah, just ask a bunch of questions.
That's definitely a top five, like, interview. Like, I'd love to have a sit-down interview like this and be like, there's some pretty good questions you have.
Yeah.
What would be the first thing you would ask without getting too personal
yes.
here?
Yes, I would probably just, like, ask, like, what was so, like, different about, like, biblical times to now and, like, the interpretations that people make of the Bible now versus, like, how it was written. I would ask, like, if people interpreted it correctly or, like, what was right and wrong. And, yeah, there'd be a ton of questions then. Yeah.
Yeah. And we don't have enough time for all those questions,
yes.
but it would be a fun interview for sure. Last question for you, obviously your senior season before you head out of state and really have a big life change. What are you looking forward to most about making the most of these final moments with your girls here at Pella High School?
I'm just looking forward to having fun with them. I really am trying not to take any day for granted because there is a countdown on to when I leave, and it's not like I'm going like a couple hours away. Like, I'll be back in for Thanksgiving next, and that is rough now, but something I've always dreamed of doing, and I'm just really trying to enjoy these days with them and really just stay in the moment and not look ahead as much as possible, just stay present with my friends right now.
That's Emma Eekhoff, the ace pitcher for the Pella Dutch, on a segment we call Let's Get to Know. Emma, great to get to know you a little better today.
Thank you.